Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Ann and Nancy, Wilson Sisters, bringing us back. Their band is called Heart. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Ovik Roy, one of the top experts on healthcare public policy, senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. Ovik, talk to us about why Obamacare keeps basically imploding on itself. Well, you reported recently on the fact that UnitedHealthcare exited 34 Obamacare exchanges. Tell us about that.
By the way, I love that lead-in song. That was really great.
Oh yeah.
The thing is, imploding on itself. I don't like to use that phrase because it lets listeners believe that Obamacare is going to sort of just magically collapse on its own. Unlike businesses fail and they go away. When laws fail, when welfare programs fail, they don't go away. They keep going. Medicaid's been failing for 50 years. And it spends $450 billion a year still, right? So when government programs fail, they only get bigger. Ronald Reagan used to say that the surest way to eternal life is to be a government program.
That's right.
And that's the problem here, is that, yes, UnitedHealth is a private business. So UnitedHealth is going to exit Obamacare because they can't basically run Obamacare-based plans in a way that allows them to be solvent. But that doesn't mean Obamacare is going away. Obamacare is still on the books, and it will be until
right. When I say implode, though, look at it's just a mere shadow of its former self, is it not? I mean, how many different things have been literally pulled away, including the Section 170, the 1099 stuff way back in what was it, 11 or 12? I mean,
yeah.
Look at all the things that have fallen off of it from where it began. It's a mere shadow of its former self, and partners are abandoning it like crazy, like UnitedHealthcare. I think that qualifies as imploding.
Well, I will say this, it is definitely not living up to, it's falling way short of the hype and the expectations that we were told it would live up to. However, you have to remember, there's still 20 million Americans who are enrolled in Obamacare-based insurance, so... you can call that imploding if you want, but that's 20 million people anyone who wants to change this law
right.
are going to have to
well,
have an answer for.
Notice I didn't use the word collapse because that would mean that it had fallen under itself, and I don't think it's there yet. But one thing about Obamacare that I've always said is that we have to remember is it was sold as reform, but it was never reform. It was always
Absolutely.
About control.
Totally. Yeah, and that's what we've seen, right, is that the plans are much more expensive. We're spending a lot more money
right.
than we were before. And the quality of the insurance isn't very good.
Well,
and we were
lied to, Ovik, about Obamacare. Yeah. And I hate to say this, but now we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Americans were lied to about the Iranian deal.
Yeah.
Just like we were lied to about about Obamacare.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, the Iran deal is a real, it's a horrible thing. I mean,
Ben Rhodes came out and said we basically lied to America to get it through. They did the same thing with Obamacare.
But what's really horrible is that,
so
that Iran
if
deal.
So if you have to lie to get something passed, then it can't be good.
The Iran deal is arguably way worse than Obamacare. But Obamacare at least is a domestic government program. We can change the laws of this country.
I agree with you.
When Iran has nuclear weapons, we can't change the laws of Iran. Iran can do whatever it wants.
I have said for a long time now that the damage that President Obama has done to America, and I'm talking as a Main Street small business owner, that's my perch, the damage he's done to America with the economy and everything, that can be fixed. The damage he's done to foreign affairs will maybe be with us for the rest of our lives.
Absolutely right.
Can't fix those things.
Frankly, that's why a lot of people are worried about Trump, is that even if they
are
sympathetic to Trump on domestic policy, say they Trump on foreign policy, it's going to be a total nightmare. Because
Hillary
launch a nuclear war against someone without...
Hillary
was
part of Obama's foreign policy.
Absolutely.
So what you're saying is we don't have any good choices.
That is what I'm saying.
That's exactly what you're saying, isn't it?
Jim Blasingame for president. Why aren't you running as the writing candidate?
Because I got too much baggage, and I have an ego, but I don't have radio ego. I don't have that.
You have
ego.
More baggage than Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
I don't think so. No, not quite that many. I'm not as corrupt as they are. Maybe just a little bit corrupt. Hey, Ovik, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Ovik, give us a website quickly, please.
Twitter.com/AVIK.
All right, so check that out, folks, and Ovik Roy, we'll get him back again another day. We always get smarter when Ovik joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.